And now another edition of Plugged Into Long Island, a service of Cox Media Group Long Island. Stay tuned for our first segment after this.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a shelter pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
It's another Sunday morning here on Long Island. You are plugged into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. My name is Ted Lindner from the Roger and JP show on BAB, and I also do news and traffic on BLI with Dana and Jason in the morning. This morning, we have the fine folks from a great organization, Choice Magazine Listening. And they've been for over 50 years recording magazine articles for people who are blind, visually impaired, and physically disabled to where they cannot easily turn pages or hold a magazine. And with us this morning, the editor-in-chief, Pamela Lozier, is with us. Also, the associate editors, Annie Kirkkostas and David Page. I got all your names right, correct?
Yes.
All right, good. I did on the first shot.
Well done.
Why don't we start here? I guess, Pamela, we'll start with you. You are the editor-in-chief for Choice Magazine. Tell us about Choice Magazine Listening and what it's all about.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We produce a free audio anthology of wonderful magazine writing, just the best current writing, for people who are either blind or visually disabled or what we call print disabled, which means any physical condition that prevents people from being able to easily read. I don't mean if you just need reading glasses, but let's say people who have macular degeneration,
right,
or Parkinson's, or maybe even somebody who had a stroke and it's difficult to hold a magazine. And so we produce this every quarter, four times a year, 12 hours for each issue. And it's we have three editors who are choosing the best nonfiction articles and essays and short stories and poems. And it's available either by mail or people can download it also. And even the player to play this special, wonderful anthology is available free.
Wow.
From the Library of Congress Talking Book Program. So this is the most rewarding job I could possibly imagine.
Now, do you guys do the readings yourselves?
Oh, no. Everything is narrated by the wonderful audiobook narrators.
Oh, okay.
At a studio in Denver.
Oh, okay.
So it's top-notch quality.
Right. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I thought maybe you guys were sitting in a room and, you know, like a few times a year you get all this stuff together.
Yeah, well, that sounds like fun, but
right?
No, we stick with the pros for that.
It's funny, a lot of those, you know, it's funny, like in radio, you know, we have the big voiceover artists, you know, the big voice guys, or, you know, they do the movie trailers and things, and they just sit in a studio. I mean, it's a great gig, and they make a lot of money, the big guys, but it's funny because they all just sit in a studio all day, and they're reading copy, so when you get them on the phone, they want to sit and talk to you for hours because they haven't seen anybody or seen anything but the inside of a studio for hours on edge. But very interesting.
Well, it's funny because Sandy just asked us, this is Annie Kirkkostas, if we do the reading ourselves as well.
Right, right. And Sandy is our public affairs director mm-hmm. Who sets up all of these great shows that we do on Sunday mornings. But yeah, no, that's what that was my first thought too. I was wondering, and David is here also to say good morning. David's
good
got
morning.
A great accent, so I thought maybe, you know, that would be like adding to the mix.
In fact, many of the narrators are recording artists, voice artists who listeners might have heard narrating audiobooks. So the same people that narrate novels are also doing the short stories, articles, and poetry that compose the 12 hours of Choice Magazine Listening every quarter.
Okay, interesting. Yeah,
I've seen some of our narrators on television in Law and Order and commercials.
Oh, interesting.
So,
they're
professional actors.
Yeah, but one of my buddies does a lot of voiceover stuff. He was a good friend of mine. He's out in L.A. doing stuff like that. I wonder mm-hmm. if he's ever partaken in any of this. I'll have to ask him. Mm. So we're talking about Choice Magazine Listening this morning. Now, who's eligible to receive or subscribe to the Choice Magazine Listening?
Well, there is a particular eligibility from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, because the machines come from there. There's a branch of the Library of Congress that deals particularly with this population. They service it. So to get an application, we can send an information packet if anyone's interested at all.
And how would one go about doing that?
You can give us a call. We have a toll-free number.
Okay, good.
1-888-724-6423. And Kathy, our office person, would be happy to send a packet with an application and any information about us, a brochure. It's free. The machine is free. Our service is free. You just have to, there is a eligibility requirement.
Okay.
And a doctor, certifying authority is what they call it, has to sign this application. But it could be a social worker as well, staff in a hospital. Librarians can actually sign it as well.
Okay. Yeah, there's always got to be criteria for these types of things.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, anyway. What type of magazines do you guys choose from? How does that process go forward?
Well, we read about 110 magazines, all the top American magazines, so Time, Harper's, The New Yorker, The Atlantic, basically about 110 magazines, a few Canadian and British ones thrown in just to make it a more interesting mix. And then we have an editorial meeting to determine what short stories, what articles, and which poetry we think our readers would most like. And then we kind of debate that, and that's how we put together the issue.
Right.
That's a fun meeting.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you kind of just take the top the top magazines in the country. Did you guys do any research to get the numbers, or is it based on meeting in committee and deciding in a big room?
To
decide which magazines you choose from.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes there are magazines that we have subscribed to for decades, literally, and such as Atlantic, The New Yorker. And there are others that we subscribe to for a short while, and then if we find that it's not up to snuff because we're really looking for the best, then we'll drop it and take other things. And we're also, anytime we find out about a likely new magazine or a literary journal, we try it and see. So the balance is always about 100 to 110 magazines that we read.
Interesting. Plugged into Long Island this morning on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI, talking with the folks from Choice Magazine Listening. They've been recording magazine articles for people who are blind, visually impaired, or physically disabled. Pamela Lozier is with us. She's the editor-in-chief. Annie Kirkostas and David Page also with us. What makes this organization special?
Well, it's completely unique. There is nothing else like Choice Magazine Listening. Back in 1962, when the philanthropist Lester T. Mertz started it with a big chunk of money, a major gift, she loved magazines, and she wanted everybody to be able to enjoy magazines, even if they didn't have sight. So, and the only thing that was available back then for people on records was the Bible, and eventually there was Reader's Digest, but blind people weren't able to have access to magazine articles and stories. So, and it's still, there's nothing at all like it. There's no other literary service that does exactly what we do, which is, you know, everything that we offer is unabridged, unedited. It's exactly as if you were flipping through a magazine yourself and reading it.
Yeah, no, when I first saw the paperwork about this, I said, this is really unique and interesting, and really a great service for people who unfortunately don't have the gift of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add to that, Annie? Or I thought you wanted to say something. I'm sorry, David. Do you want?
Yeah, I mean, just want to stress that there's a wide mix of topics and subject matter in each issue. So, for example, sports, travel, short stories on basically any topic you can think of has probably been covered over the 52 years we've been in existence. So there's something for everyone in every issue. And if a listener isn't enjoying a piece, they just hit fast forward and go to the next.
Right.
And with 12 hours of material, we get phone calls all the time from listeners saying how much they love the service and that they're recommending it to friends and family members.
Oh, yes. We always get those happy calls and happy emails, as we call them. And what we strive for, as David said, is variety. There is no topic that wouldn't be considered.
Right.
We have run articles on every imaginable thing. Some of them are heavier and more substantive. Some of them are lighter. We run humor whenever we can.
Right.
And we have used a lot of authors before they even were discovered.
Really?
Generally.
So this is kind of like a new a place to cultivate talent of up-and-coming stars. I was going to ask you who some of the more prominent writers that you guys have used.
Well, let me see. Recently, we used Gary Steingart, who has a memoir out right now called Little Failure. And we've used many times Anna Quindlen, Garrison Keillor, Susan Orlean, who wrote the book on which the movie adaptation was based.
Yeah.
Richard Russo, Oliver Sacks, Robert Caro, Louise Erdrich. She wrote Nickeled and Dimed. Peter Hessler, Mary Roach, and that's just nonfiction. In fiction, we've run the wonderful Alice Munro, who just retired from writing, and Stephen King, Margaret Atwood, T.C. Boyle, and I mentioned humor. Several times we've run pieces by Woody Allen and David Sedaris, Rick Brass, Ian Fraser, Calvin Trillin, and plus a whole bunch of great poets, such as Billy Collins, who used to be our poet laureate, Barbara Hamby, Robert Pinsky, just, you know, thousands of wonderful authors over the years.
And do you guys have favorite selections that you guys have used over the years?
Well, that's funny thing about that. There are certain pieces that just stick in the mind year after year. There's even just scenes. There's a piece when I first came to Choice Magazine Listening about 7 years ago. There was an essay by a surgeon, Pauline Chen. She writes for the New York Times now, I believe. And the opening scene was she was talking about her hands in the cavity of this body. Now, of course, that's a little grim to start off, but then tells the beauty of Choice Magazine Listening, I think, to me, is that you get the story of the whole human condition. It's not just some grim piece, but her life and her interaction with patients. It was just a beautiful essay about her life as a surgeon. So things that you would never know that you wanted to know about, you find out about at Choice Magazine Listening.
Right. No, that's very interesting, yeah. And do you have any other favorites of your...
I particularly love when, in addition to a narrated written piece, we include some audio from the original source, such as spoken word interviews. We've done Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet who just recently died, Maurice Sendak, who also died a few years ago. We once ran an article about whales where we had whale song at the end of it, which we got a lot of positive feedback on. I think my favorite, because it was very recent, Pete Seeger recently died.
Right.
And our obit to him was actually the audio of him singing this wonderful song, "To My Old Brown Earth."
Wow.
So this is what I call a three hanky obit. And we had tremendous response from that. But we've also done historically over the years. I mean, we've been in existence for 52 years.
Right.
So one thing that we ran was Nelson Mandela's statement to the Pretoria Supreme Court after he was convicted, and he was about to be sentenced, and he and everyone else thought that he would be sentenced to hang. Of course, instead, he spent 26 years in prison.
Right.
And so that was very moving. And also Martin Luther King Jr.'s letters from the Birmingham jail.
Wow.
So
A lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you guys are...
Things, if you look back at us historically, things that we've run, it just makes me very proud. This is... As I said, it's just an incredibly rewarding thing to work on.
And people that would never have the opportunity, as you guys have stated, and what the organization is all about, would never have the opportunity to appreciate or experience any of this.
There's certainly a lot online now that it's accessible much more today than it was
Back then.
Yeah. But
and we're talking about Choice Magazine listening. And if you can, please give out the website for people to check out.
www.choicemagazinelistening.org. Or they can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-724-6423.
Now, I know you guys said that you have certain criteria, and I'm not trying to be funny with this. Do you ever get people that, you know, are just, you know, regular, ordinary citizens that just are interested in something like this, that they just want to have, you know, that they might, you know, that they don't fit the criteria? Do you ever get requests from people that don't have those standards met?
And, sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we hate to turn anybody away,
right,
but this really is for a specific audience of
right,
people who otherwise wouldn't have access.
Right.
But all those people who, for instance, my sister says, gosh, send me the tables of contents. I need to know what to read.
Right.
We
right.
take all this time.
Yeah.
And people have very, very busy lives.
Yeah.
We spend our time reading the best, choosing the best so that, you know.
It really puts it out there for people. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's funny, like, I'm that way when it comes to music. Like, I was always a guy that grew up listening to the radio, obviously, you know, working in radio now. But I always, you know, if I heard, like, if somebody was playing me a song, oh, you got to hear this new song, you know, I was exposed to it first, like, by listening to it on the radio. And that's when I got into it. You know, if I was just, mm-hmm. you know, probably listening to it in a store, if somebody's just, here, play, the, you know, listen to this, you know, I would never probably go out and find that music on my own. I would have to have it presented to me, like in a package or, you know, in a bow. I like to have it, you know, and I would like to listen to it on the radio. And that's sort of what you guys do as part of, like, Choice Magazine Listening, like putting all this stuff together. It's just amazing.
Compiling it.
Yeah.
The best of the best.
Yeah.
We can go days without finding anything that we would even shortlist for the issue. And then all of a sudden,
it just explodes.
It just explodes, yeah. And we find three or four pieces in a couple of days.
Wow.
We're always looking for the best 12 hours every quarter, and for variety and multiple perspectives. Basically, the subject is the human condition, so it can be really any subject whatsoever, as long as it's going to have wide appeal to our listeners.
Right. Choice Magazine Listening is the organization. How are you guys funded?
Well, the philanthropist Lewester T. Mertz gave a big donation back in the 60s to, and that's really the money that we're still using.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's tremendous. Yeah. You know?
It's been very carefully taken care of, and
yeah.
we're a small nonprofit, and we are very careful about what we spend.
Right. Do you accept donations now from people?
We do accept donations.
Okay, and people, the best way to donate to, you know, if somebody listening this morning would be to go to the website or
yes.
contact you guys?
Or give us a call.
Okay,
and
give that info out again for people
sure.
who might be just tuning in.
That's 1-888-724-6423. That's toll free. And I must also say that when you call us, and it's our hours are 9 to 4 Eastern time, when you call us, you always get a human being on the
wow.
phone. One of the five of us.
That's a rarity in this day and age, right?
You get a real life person. And so you always get somebody to help you. And in the extremely rare instance that your phone call might not be answered, it's only because everybody's busy on the phone.
Right.
So, we're human beings.
And as technology has evolved, I'm sorry, David, you wanted to answer that?
I was just going to say, please do give us a call and we will walk you through the process of getting Choice Magazine delivered to you however you want it, whether that's in the mail as a digital cartridge that plays on the talking book player, or equally it can be downloaded. The quality is excellent, as good as you would find on the best produced audiobooks.
And that's where I was just going to ask you guys about it. You know, we've seen it happen in radio and the television industry as a whole. The technology, how it's evolved, I can imagine it's made your guys' jobs easier over the years. And, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when CML first started back in 62, it was produced on these big, sturdy vinyl records.
Right.
You could hammer nails with these things. And then they switched to the little floppy records. If you're my age, you remember getting those in the National Geographic sometimes.
The 45s?
The little, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Little floppy ones. And then it switched about 1990. It switched over to special speed cassette tapes.
Right.
Called four-track cassettes. And some people are still using those machines, but right now they're all switching over to this wonderful, compact little digital machine that's also free, always completely free. And so it's much easier to use than any of the other formats that were ever there. The quality is incredible.
Right.
You can bookmark things, you can fast forward. Very, very simple to use. And the whole process is really easy. So somebody can go on our website, and not only can you see the pieces that we've run because all the tables of contents are there, but you can just click a couple of buttons and download the application from the to get the talking book machine. And or you can, if you have the machine, you can just, you know, call us or go on the website and let us know that you want to receive it.
Excellent. Give out that website one more time for people. Choice Magazine Listening is what we're talking about with the folks from Choice Magazine Listening this morning.
Our website is www.choicemagazinelistening.org.
And you're somebody listening this morning and you meet the criteria to be receiving issues from you guys. Let's say I'm a listener. How does that process take place? You sign up, you meet the criteria, you get qualified, and how quickly can somebody begin receiving issues?
Well, they would receive the next issue, which could be anything from a couple of weeks later to, say, 2.5 months later, depending on our issue production schedule.
Okay.
Then they would receive the digital cartridge in the mail. They slot that into the machine. They listen to it for a couple of months, because obviously very few people listen to all 12 hours in one day. They put it back in the plastic mailer that it comes in, turn a card round, and then just put it in the mailbox back to us. So no postage is ever paid for. So basically it's an entirely free of charge service.
That's tremendous that you guys were able to do that.
And if somebody wanted to listen right away and they were eligible, they can download us from our website.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. And they can go to back issues as well. We go back to about 2005, I think, website.
So that's a good backlog. That's so almost 10 years worth.
Hundreds of hours of audio. And as soon as they have the machine, they can download just using a USB stick from their computer, plug that into the machine. It's really that simple.
Plugged into Long Island this morning, Choice Magazine Listening is the organization with us this morning. A few minutes left, guys. I just wanted to ask you a quick question because this is tremendous. One of the most interesting organizations we've had come in. How did you guys get involved in this?
Well, I was running my own copy editing business 13 years ago, and I had been doing that for 17 years. And I got a call from the editor-in-chief at that time, Sandra Moxon, who saw my listing for my business in the Literary Marketplace, which is an industry Bible.
Right.
So usually I turn people away, you know, when I had my own business, and I say, well, I'm not interested. But the more she talked about this, the more I realized this sounds fantastic.
Right.
So the rest is history.
And that's Pamela Lozier, the editor-in-chief. And Annie Kirkostas is with us this morning, also an associate editor.
I have a story as well, how I got to Choice Magazine Listening. I was studying for my library degree. I am a librarian today. And a woman came into the library and wanted to donate these high-end literary journals. And she said, but they have lots of marginalia in them. Now, that's a word you don't hear every day.
Right.
So we got to chatting, and she said she works for Choice Magazine Listening, and they're always looking for volunteers to read. And I said, oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to read out loud. So I went. I spent a day, and then I started to come every week to volunteer my time,
right,
which is part of the process for choosing articles. We need to hear them first before we can decide whether or not, ultimately, we want to use them on the final issue. Anyway, so I had to stop to finish my own internship at the library. And I got a call as well from the editor-in-chief, Sandra Moxon, at the time. Oh. And I came in, and they asked me to join their team.
Wow. And David?
Well, in my case, my background is as an editor and television news writer. And then late last year, my wife and I relocated from Philadelphia to New York, and I was just looking for a full-time position and happened to see this advertised on LinkedIn and thought it would be a perfect match for my twin interests, which are kind of current affairs and basically what's happening in the world on the one hand, and then literature and specifically nonfiction writing is probably what I'm most interested in on the other. And this job was kind of a perfect match for my background in that regard. And I love it. I love this organization. Our subscribers love the service. So, you know, I go into work every day with a smile on my face. So.
I was just going to say that I can tell that you guys love what you do also, because you guys haven't stopped smiling since the minute we walked in here. And I know it's not just from the excitement of being unplugged into Long Island. I can see that you guys are really excited and passionate about this.
I'll tell you, the one thing that made me apply for the job was on the website there are testimonials from happy listeners. And one was a veteran of either Afghanistan or Iraq, and he said, listening to Choice Magazine was better than anything else for kind of his health after returning from combat. And I think many of our listeners might not feel as kind of plugged into American culture as if they're visually impaired, they can get novels, but they can't get kind of current affairs listening.
Right.
Choice Magazine listening is unique in that we provide that.
So we're in our final few minutes here with Pamela Lozier, the editor-in-chief, Annie Kirkostas, and David Page, associate editors from Choice Magazine Listening. Any final words, information you want to get out there?
Well, I just want to mention again that people should call if you or somebody you know can use Choice Magazine Listening if you're print disabled. Then our toll-free number is 1-888-724-6423.
And you wanted to stress also that, you know, maybe if you specifically don't qualify or, you know, cannot use the Choice Magazine Listening service,
right,
there is somebody.
Because we all know our relatives and friends and neighbors who may have had a stroke or have Parkinson's or macular degeneration or diabetic retinopathy or dyslexia, anything that makes it difficult to either hold a magazine or to actually read print. There are many millions of people who are eligible for this service.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
this
you.
Is really interesting, and I hope that for another 50 years you guys keep plugging along and, you know, keep providing this great service. It's probably something that a lot more people can take advantage of and can really use, and hopefully, you know, doing the show here on Sunday morning, you'll get a lot more people that inquire about it.
And it's free. And if you're curious, give us a call.
That's it. And one more time, give out the website and the phone number.
Okay. The website is www.choicemagazinelistening.org. And the phone number toll-free is 1-888-724-6423.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Ted.
That's Pamela Lozier, the editor-in-chief, and also associate editors Annie Kirkostas and David Page, who have been with us this morning from Choice Magazine Listening. My thanks for them coming in this morning. Choice Magazine Listening, for more than 50 years, has been recording magazine articles for people who are blind, visually impaired, or physically disabled, and it's all free. And really, really a great, great organization. If you want more information, you can check out their website at choicemagazinelistening.org. That's choicemagazinelistening.org, or you can call them at 1-888-724-6423. My name is Ted Lindner. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.